Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Rick McIver. He is the Minister of Municipal Affairs for the province of Alberta. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Great to be here with you, Kyle. Thank you.
All right. Main thing we want to talk about today is about community infrastructure funding. We saw the provinces recently signed a renewed agreement for the federal government to support infrastructure in communities. Why don't you tell us a little bit about getting this agreement renewed with the feds here?
Yeah, it was a bit of a struggle, but we got it done. This has been a long-going program with the federal government, and a good one. They started out calling it the gas tax fund, and it was based on how much fuel each province bought, but then they changed the name of it to the Canada Community Building Fund. And it was always a very flexible fund where we would pass, the money would pass through us, the province, straight to the municipalities, and very high level of flexibility, very little paperwork and other requirements. So this year, the federal government tried to put a whole pile more red tape to it and a whole bunch more conditions and very much limit what municipalities could spend the money on. So we spent some time talking about that with the federal government. And in fairness, they came around, I would say, mostly to our way of thinking and made it a lot, not as flexible as it has been for the last 10 years, but a lot more flexible again. So we're grateful for that. And since we got there with our negotiations with them on behalf of municipalities, we signed the agreement, and now we are busy getting the paperwork done that the Canada's government requires so that we can get the money into the hands of municipalities. So it's pretty exciting. It's about $265 million across Alberta's municipalities, and many, I would imagine all of them, are very much looking forward to this much-needed infrastructure funding.
As you mentioned there, $265 million is available through the Canada Community Building funding. What are kind of some of the different ways that municipalities can use some of that money there?
Well, it's not completely flexible, but it's a lot more flexible. So I would say for the most part, they can do most of the big things municipalities would want to do. Roads, recreation facilities. It's designed to help some with building of homes, which is right across Alberta. Very much have a housing shortage. So there's also water, wastewater, all kinds of other things. Municipalities have a lot of needs, but and most of them are provided for within the flexibility now that we renegotiated the original terms. So it's I think every municipality will be able to find more than one thing that they need this money for. So it'll put them in an improved position when, let's face it, every government, whether it's city, federal, or provincial, has a lot of infrastructure. It's all getting older. And when the population is growing, as it is in Alberta, then you need new infrastructure to support the population growth, too. So this will be a very positive thing for Alberta's municipalities.
And certainly, as you kind of touched on a little bit there, definitely housing is a big thing for a lot of different communities out there with things like population growth and people just being able to get to some sort of housing and whatnot. So is there maybe just a little bit of an emphasis on kind of housing needs for some of these municipalities that they could possibly use this money for?
Yep, it's one of the things that that the fund encourages communities to consider housing needs. While still maintaining flexibility. And the housing needs can be everything from actually the housing themselves, but when you have a new housing subdivision, for example, you need more water treatment, you need more wastewater treatment, you need construction, new roads, pipes in the ground and wires in the ground or in the air to service all these new residential developments. So the Canada Community Building Fund is designed to encourage this and to help out with that. And boy, there is one or two municipalities or a few in Alberta who actually have negative growth, and consequently, they don't probably need more housing. The vast majority of Alberta municipalities are growing with all the immigration here, and consequently, they do need new housing. So this is going to be very timely, very important. And by golly, there's a lot of Albertans that have come here from other places hoping to be able to buy or rent a new home, and this should make that more possible.
And when people talk about the housing needs in Alberta, certainly there is a lot of focus on some of the bigger centers, the Calgarys and the Edmontons of the world. But even up here in like the Peace region, northwestern Alberta, places like Peace River and High Level, you will find definitely a lot of concerns around trying to get more housing in there as well. So how much do you think that some of the more smaller municipalities that are growing, as you mentioned, how much is this going to be helpful for them?
It will be. Every municipality gets a base amount out of the funding, and then on top of that is topped up based on their population. So I guess every community, big or small, you know, including, as you say, High Level, Peace River, other countries, or other, pardon me, municipalities up in Peace Country, will have to be as creative as they can, perhaps work with private sector home builders and say, look, if we were, what do you need to build a lot of homes here? And you know, it'll be different probably in every municipality, but it'll range from things like wastewater hookup, water hookup, maybe parks, maybe sometimes it'll be, well, there might be some recreational need or something more basic like social services delivery. But anyways, municipalities are good at what they do. And we trust them to be creative. There is some reporting requirements for the federal government, and we'll pass those requirements on to the municipality, and they'll have to adhere to that. But after we'd renegotiated with the federal government, and we're grateful again to them that I think they've come around to a more flexible way of providing the funding, I think every municipality will be able to use the funding and be able to show a positive result for their citizens.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Training 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little bit of a personal question to the politicians to show that they are, in fact, people, too. Now, we know summertime, a lot of people like to go around and maybe travel to different interesting areas of the province. Now, you yourself are the MLA for the riding of Calgary Hays. What are some interesting things that happened in your riding that you think that people might be interested to check out over the next little bit here?
Well, right now in the summer, I'll tell you when the weather's hot, the Bow River runs right through, past Calgary Hays. And there'd be a lot of people on rafts and canoes and all manner of floating devices going down the Bow River right now. And I'll tell you what, on a hot summer day, that's a great way to spend that time. And when you get a little bit too hot, then you just jump in that river or wade in that river, and that'll because it's I'll tell you what, no matter how hot the weather gets here, the water's always cold because it's not that far from the glaciers. So you can enjoy being on top of the water, and when the heat gets to you, you can get into it for a few minutes, and that'll bring your core temperature right down where you want it to be, and it makes for a great day.
Definitely sounds like a good idea there. Rick McIver, the Minister of Municipal Affairs for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
No, thank you. I appreciate this opportunity to be with you, and I hope you and I get to do this again.